Hello everyone, welcome to Art and Chocolate Podcast. If you are seeking some art help, art tips and tricks on how to get started with your own online art business, how to get started with your own art and seeking for art tips and tricks, then this podcast is exactly for you because I'm going to covering in each and every episode talking about the art related important stuff, helping you along your art journey. And I'm your host, Parshvika. We're going to cover each important related topics in each episode of the Art and Chocolate Podcast. So let's get started with today's episode. Hey guys, welcome back to Parshvika Month Update. As usual, we are at the end of this particular month. It's the April of 2023. So we're going to be talking about the April updates, what are the new products launches, new updates, recent news about. Subscribe to our free email newsletter to get cool information and updates every single week. The link is in description box below. Anyway, guys, let's dive in with this update. Now, today we have a cool update for the Zazzle, for the Creative Fabrica, for the Redbubble. So we're going to be talking about all of them. Let's dive in. First, we're going to talk about the Zazzle. First update is about the creator inspiration for the graduation. Now, the graduation is about the peak and people are purchasing for graduation products for their own graduation or for their son or daughter for whatever, or graduation for their relatives. So graduation selling is starting early this year. What better way to be ready for the rush to trend product and keyword preparation? The feedback is Zazzle about the graduation. That's what they are asking. The second is the product launch, the Zippo, the lighter, if you know about that, they already have this product on their platform, so they have added the new colors in there. Previously, they were having only a few colors, but recently they have added a lot of the different colors, like the classic iridescent matte, high polish rose gold, high polish black ice, classic green matte. You can very well check it out. It's a new update about the new colors for the Zippo. Using the foils for the print. They were used to have the foils for the cards. Now they are introducing for the prints as well. That means they are introducing for the posters. So right now they are available in 15 different sizes. 5 is the portrait sizes and 5 are the landscape sizes. 5 are the square sizes. You can very well check it out about the foil printing sizes. What are the different sizes they are offering right now. The two colors they are having. New feature added is the fox matte border. You can very well check about in their inspiration guide about this new product, the fall print. You can also check the keyword which you can very well target if you're introducing in the average search volume. They're also giving you like a modern style, vintage style, black and white color theme, abstract, boho, black color, and a lot of the different keywords that are mentioning about the niches. These could be the niche ideas for the fall prints if you're targeting one. The Zazzle was actually started with the cover photo and now they are pushing back this feature a lot. So creator have been leveraging the amazing feature of the creator generated cover photo. We can confirm that this has had a positive impact on products in the marketplace and are thrilled with the results so far. Designers are utilizing this new feature on the platform so much and they are getting a huge success from that. Mother's Day. Yes, the Mother's Day is almost around the corner. So about the content tips, theme, keyword suggestions, specifically targeting the Mother's Day niche. The next they have is the wedding department breakout. Wedding departments are one of the most popular on Zazzle. So it makes sense that we want to ensure they are less of a headache and more of a treat to navigation. Also cleaned up about 70k misclassified products and moved them to 40 different existing departments. That's great. Departments in the wedding, because wedding is one of the most hot niche on Zazzle. So obviously they have introduced a lot of the departments, a lot of the categories in there, like the engagement for announcements, wedding reception invitations, wedding anniversary invitations, wedding greeting cards, engagement cards, wedding anniversary cards, groomsmen cards, flower girl cards, the wedding, then this is something you can really hop on. These are the product ideas for you. These are the niche ideas for you. So you can very well give a look at that. The another update, Asian American and Pacific Islander feature opportunity. So as we are approach Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month, we want to take the opportunity to feature the incredible work of our API creators on the Zazzle platform. So if you are one of them, you can very well fill out the form and you're going to get the opportunity to be featured illuminated signs. Recently, Zazzle launched this new product, the illuminated signs. You can very well check it out and you can create your design on that. And also they are actually mentioning about the keyword the people use for, like styling for the beer, logo, car, coffee,
wedding signs and showers, home decor, you can check that too. So that was about the Zazzle update. Let's move over to the Creative Fabrica update. The Creative Fabrica update recently we have is about they are shutting down with the Creative Fabrica fans feature. Recently I got the email from them and they were telling me in the email that since I was having the Creative Fabrica fans in one of my Creative Fabrica fan subscription in one of my shops, so they sent me an email stating that they're actually shutting down the Creative Fabrica fans feature. So if you are having a Creative Fabrica fan subscription or a membership for your own fans of the Creative Fabrica, then this could be a great news or this could be a bad news. Again, it depends, but they have shutting down because they were saying that it's not working on their platform and they are looking for only those things on their platform which are working for them and removing the unnecessary stuff which is not working. So that's why this is the latest update about the Creative Fabrica fans shutting down. And I think that it's moving more towards the AI, like they have launched the Creative Fabrica Spark and the people are more giving attention to the AI with the popularity of the AI. So they are focusing more on the stuffs that are working for the platform. The last update that I want to cover, Redbubble. Redbubble recently launched with a tier system. Yes, I do get the email about the tier system the Redbubble recently launched, and I'm not sure what's their criteria and how they're actually putting the people in these tiers depending on the products or depending on the sales history or the reviews or followers or favorites, whatever it is. They have introduced a new tier system. I wrote a blog article on 19th April 2023 and I got the email I think last week only, and they said they are introducing a new Redbubble tier to actually improve their marketplace presence for designer, for customer as well. Sure, what exactly their motive behind introducing the tiers in their platform, because they wasn't having any tiers before that. So on the May 1st, Redbubble will be introducing a new tier structure for artist accounts and an account fee for some accounts. Wow, they wasn't taking any fee for accounts, they were only taking the printing and shipping cost for the product. So now there is a new fee. Profit would be less because they are introducing a fee. We understand that this is a big change for the artist community. So really explaining that over the past few years, the many people joined the platform, started on the Redbubble, and they have created a lot of the content on the platform, so which have actually increased their cost. We have needed greater investment in resources to operate the marketplace and support artist community and your customer. So their cost has been increased. That's what they are saying. So that's why they are moving to this tier system so that they can take the fee for certain accounts. So the tiers are intended to encourage action that are positive for the marketplace and recognize and reward artists who invest time creating and promoting unique products. The fee is based on your monthly earnings and only applies if you make a sale. That's fine. At least you don't have to pay a monthly subscription fee if you're not making any money from your Redbubble account, okay? If you're making a money from your Redbubble account only, then they are taking a cut. Okay, fine. Now, the next thing they are saying, three different new tiers and what exactly it contains. So first is a Redbubble Standard. The second is a Redbubble Premium. And third is a Redbubble Pro. So Redbubble Standard is a free shop front, a global audience, full control over your pricing, customer service support, global printing and shipping, inclusion marketing programs, email support, help center, blog resources. So that's for the Redbubble Standard. Moving on to the Redbubble Premium, you're getting more resources or more help. That's the email newsletter, advanced notice of sales date, opportunity to create a licensed fan art, advanced notification product launches, account fee is not applied. Then moving on to the next one is the Redbubble Pro, where you are getting a lot more features, which one is the dedicated account manager. You're getting that too. More feature opportunities, increased marketing and PR opportunities, advanced customer and marketplace insights, fast track license to fan art approvals, increased support for content and IP related issues. So these are the three different tiers. Now, what is exactly the cost? Let's talk about that, because that could gonna be really determining a lot about if you're currently selling on the Redbubble, in which of these tiers you fall into. So they are mentioning that Redbubble Standard, that's the first tier I covered, has a fee. And Redbubble Premium and Redbubble Pro doesn't have a fee. So if you are in the Redbubble Standard, then you have to pay the fee. Now, what exactly the fee is? They are saying that the account fee applies when an artist makes sales in the given payment period. So is the flat fee based on your earnings in that particular period? So it's basically a flat fee they're all gonna take based on the money that you are making if you are part of the Redbubble Standard. But if you're part of the Redbubble Premium or Pro, then you won't be charged anything. That's what they are saying, at least from this blog article. That's what I can figure it out. The fee will be automatically deducted from your payments. So it will going to be taken out automatically from the payments. So the monthly earning period will begin with order shift from 1st of May 2023 and end on the last day of the month. So they are giving you an example of exactly how you see that if you're part of the Redbubble Standard, how you're going to be charged. So for example, you sold worth a retail price of $300 in total and made $75, average 25% of the margin during that payment period. So you have actually made in profit, that's a $75. So your account fee is based on the total earning of $75 and it's a flat rate of $28. Seriously, so if you're making that $75 in profit, then they're gonna take $28 from that. Wow. This is a deducted from your total earning before your monthly payment is processed. So your payment amount is only $47. So this is the example they are giving based on their another blog article, which I was looking on the internet. So how the fees are applied when I did not meet the payment threshold. If your final payment amount is under monthly threshold, that's the $20, you need to reach to $20 every single month to get payout from Redbubble. So if you are below that, your payment rolls over. If your earning roll over from 1 month to next, you will only be charged for the new earnings. Actually, they have a fee table. So let me talk about that. So if your earning bracket fall from $0 to $1.98, you won't be charged any fee. But if you are making more than $2 or more than €2 or more than £2, they're gonna start taking fee from you. So from $2 to $2.99, $1. From $3 to $3.99, $1.45. $4 to $4.99, $1.85. And they are giving you all the range up till the $500. So if you are making $500 or more, you'll be charged $92. So they're starting from $2. So like if you are actually making $2 in profit, you're going to be charged $1 from that. So you're going to only take $1 home. So that's what they are starting from, $2 up till the $500. The maximum amount they are mentioning right now is $92 up till the $500 is $92. So that these are the fee table they are mentioning right now. Obviously, it may change with time in the future, but if you are part of the Redbubble Standard, you will be charged this fees. And the best way to know whether you are part of which of the tier system, whether you're part of the Redbubble Standard, Premium or Pro, you need to either sign into your account to know about which of the tier system you are part of. And depending on that, you're going to be charged amount. And I've already covered about the fee. Now, these are the updates for this month for sign uploading for the May. Yes, we have reached to the end of the April, starting with the May. Now, at this time of the May, if you take it as a 2-3 months ahead, okay, so it would be like May time, you must be uploading the products related to the July to September, okay, July to September trends. Now, in the July, you see the 4th of July, the Independence Day, so you can upload the products designed related to 4th of July right now. You can also upload the designs related to the August niche. August, we found the back to school niche. So you can upload for back to school niche right now. In the September, we found the Labor Day. So you can upload the products related to these particular niches that are targeting from July to September right now in the early May. So these are the some trending niches or some niches ideas that you can hop on if you're looking for targeting the trending niches and uploading the designs in the May. So that's... And see you for the next time, guys. Take care. Bye.